The fighting rages on in eastern Ukraine, even as leaders open peace talks today. Ukrainian troops and pro-Russian separatists are battling each other for control of the region. It's a conflict that has claimed more than 5,000 lives since it started in April. The main goal of those peace talks is a ceasefire. The BBC's David Stern is in Kiev, the capital of Ukraine. And David, tell us more about this fighting. Where is it and who's winning?
Well, the fighting continues throughout the East. Difficult to say who's winning. I think in general, we can say that the Russian-backed separatists have continuing their pressure on government forces, keeping the pressure on. Apparently, overnight or in the last 24 hours, there was a particularly bloody day. The government says that they lost 19 men, which is one of the higher figures that we've had so far. But there's a continued fighting around, apparently, Debaltseve. That's the railroad hub that is very strategic and which the rebels would like to take away from the government forces. They say they've surrounded the government forces. There's a lot of back and forth. We saw fighting, shelling in Kramatorsk. Apparently, the death toll there is up to possibly 16 people. So there's a great deal of fighting, and this is happening as the four European leaders are meeting in Minsk.
Exactly. So, and what does that say to you? Does it seem that the two sides are maybe trying to gain ground in case there is a ceasefire today?
Well, yeah, I think we've seen this sort of thing before. I also think that the government's counteroffensive could also, in addition to trying to gain ground, is trying to take some of the pressure off Debaltseve and elsewhere, opening up another front. Mm. I don't think this is necessarily that closely linked to the talks so that, you know, once the talks end, that this is going to end. No, this is going to go on. Mm. The fighting has been extremely intense for the last couple of weeks, and it will probably continue unless they say, as of tomorrow, there will be a ceasefire, and maybe even that won't happen.
And the separatists are saying that, you know, they want to keep any territory that they might gain, so it could be to their advantage here. Let's talk about Debaltseve for a moment. You mentioned that conditions are deteriorating there. Many residents have fled eastern Ukraine, many killed in the crossfire of this fighting. Remind us how bad it's getting for the civilians who are there.
The situation in Debaltseve is dire for those who are left. It's difficult to say how many, because as you say, there have been a number of evacuations already. They're not the only ones who are suffering, but what we know, given that the shelling is constant, this very much seems to be sort of not a shooting war, not a war where the two sides are firing automatic weapons at each other, but they're shelling each other from the distance. And this is obviously, this adds to the difficult situation of the civilians anywhere, but especially in Debaltseve. They're getting hammered. They're in basements. These aren't basements with rec rooms. These are drafty concrete, basically bunkers that have been very quickly put together to serve as bomb shelters. They don't have electricity. They don't have heat. And in some cases, they run out of food. It's a miserable, terrifying existence for them, and they're also dying. So you can imagine it's quite literally is a living hell for them.
So considering that, are the Ukrainians living in this part of the country, are they united as we go into these peace talks in what they want?
The short answer is they're united, and they just want it to stop. That's one of the things that you hear most often. We don't care who wins, just make it stop however you can. The separatists do have a great deal of sympathy among the local population. Now, bear in mind, a lot of the people who are pro-government have gotten out. I guess you could say if you accept the fact that this was probably, if not started by the Russians, given a big push from the very beginning, it has taken on a number of the aspects of a civil war, at least among those people that are there. There are a large number of separatist fighters among what appears to be a large number of Russian fighters. But there is a population there that is supportive, and this has come about after months of being shelled. Some of them have been shelled by their own people, but they seem to blame the government most of all for their situation.
And what about the perspective there in Kiev where you are? Are there hopes for success with these talks?
There are hopes. Obviously, hope is always there, but there's not a lot of optimism. We've seen this situation before. We've seen peace talks before. There's not a lot of confidence in this process, but obviously people are praying that somehow the fighting can stop.
The BBC's David Stern, hope but not optimism from your perspective there in Kiev for today's peace talks. David, thanks very much.
Thank you.